Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and we're at the Vermont Captive Insurance Association's annual conference in Burlington, Vermont. Joining us now is Steve Kenyon. He's Captive Insurance Director in Oklahoma's Insurance Department. Steve, so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Lori. And on behalf of Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready and the entire staff of the Oklahoma Insurance Department, I'm delighted to be here with you and your AM Best TV audience.
Well, thank you so much. Steve, what factors are driving the recent growth in Oklahoma's captive insurance formations?
Property, I would say, is one factor, the increasing cost of property insurance. It's not an Oklahoma-specific issue. I mean, it's a nationwide, if not an international issue. But the Oklahoma, for 2025, has received 8 insurance applications for captive insurance licensing. And looking upon those, every one of them has some kind of property component in it in terms of coverages.
What types of captives are most commonly being formed in the state today?
Lori, we're seeing an increase in cell captives, or protected cell captives, as they're known. In Oklahoma, the correct vernacular under Oklahoma law is sponsored captive insurance company. But I'll use the term cell or protected cell because some of your viewers may not understand sponsored cell. That's become a very popular form of coverage. As a matter of fact, right now we have 2 applications seeking to become protected cell or sponsored captive insurance companies.
Great, wonderful. Steve, how is Oklahoma positioning itself to compete with other leading U.S. domiciles?
Well, it starts at the top. And what I mean by that is, you know, Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready is very committed to the captive insurance program in Oklahoma, committed in terms of its growth, but also committed in terms of providing very good, you know, top-notch captive insurance regulatory services for his constituents. And what I mean by that is this. You know, Commissioner Mulready is one of the 11 or 12 elected insurance commissioners in the United States. So the voters of Oklahoma, the residents, the citizens of Oklahoma are his constituents, and he wants, you know, the opportunity to make top-notch, first-rate risk transfer opportunities via captive insurance available to Oklahoma businesses.
Wonderful. How are public-private partnerships and industry collaboration supporting captive growth in Oklahoma?
You know, there's an increased interest now, Lori, in the use of captive insurance or the formation of captive insurance by public bodies. And we're exploring that at the Oklahoma Insurance Department. You know, public bodies, whether they're school districts, cities, towns, counties, I mean, they buy insurance as well. And they're also affected by the increasing cost of property insurance coverages. You know, certainly in terms of coverages, public bodies have unique coverage types. For instance, liability coverages. You know, we don't have private jails mostly. I mean, most of our jails are, you know, government run, and so, you know, jails have to have liability coverages for various kinds of risk that are specific, for instance, to jails. So there is an increasing now interest in that, and we're looking at that and probably looking at some legislation to make it clearer. We're clear that public bodies can form captives in Oklahoma. You know, there's no prohibition in the captive law on a public body forming a captive in Oklahoma. But I think could be more specific to outline that, yes, this is directly permissible, so the law is very clear.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Steve, what would you say is your greatest strength and challenge as an insurance regulator?
Oh, strength. Gee, you can always ask the hard questions, Lori. strength. I think one of my strengths is, and I interpreted your question as directly towards me,
yes.
Right? One of my strengths, I think, is experience. I first became a captive insurance regulator in Delaware in 2009. This is 2025, so 16 years later, which I shouldn't say this, but makes me one of the senior captive insurance regulators in the United States. But I also would like to say one of the most experienced captive insurance regulators in the United States. You know what? My 13 years in Delaware from 2009 to 2022 when I moved to Oklahoma were great years. We started with 38 captives in 2009, and by the time I left Delaware, we were the 3rd largest U.S. captive domicile in the United States and the 5th largest captive domicile in the world. Oklahoma is my home state. You know, I grew up in a small town called Cleveland, Oklahoma, just west of Tulsa in Pawnee County. So, you know, it's where my extended family lives, where I went to school, college, etc. So it's a nice homecoming, you know, back to Oklahoma. In terms of the challenges, I'll give you a good example and I think about it. So just last month, AM Best provided an A-minus rating to One Nexus Insurance Company, which is an Oklahoma domicile protected cell insurer. And may I add that it is the only U.S. domestic protected cell captive insurance company that is rated by AM Best. And of course, an A-minus rating is a very, very good, excellent rating. When AM Best issued the press release, and then comments from Tony Sanchez, the president of One Nexus, he commented that Oklahoma has rigorous regulation and captive insurance. And that's true. You know, for One Nexus, it meant rigorous regulation. The end result was an A-minus rating, which is, you know, an outstanding rating to have, and I encourage any captive to be rated. But it also means this, you know, when you apply the standards of captive insurance laws, you know, in Oklahoma right now we have 65 captives. When I apply those standards across the board, not everyone's going to be happy because, you know, all captives and captive managers like the bell curve. On one end of the curve, you have strong captive managers and captives. Then you have the middle, and then at the other end of the tail, you have maybe not so strong, right? So not everyone's going to be happy with me at times, and they'll probably complain about me, which has happened. But I apply those rigorous standards, and you know what? It shows that it's well done because we have a protected cell captive, the only one in the U.S., A-minus rating. Right now, we have 65 captives. We were continuously growing the captive program in Oklahoma, so I think the proof shows.
Absolutely. And Steve, what do you foresee for the Oklahoma captive insurance market in the years ahead?
I see continuous growth. I want Oklahoma to be, first and foremost, the best captive domicile for Oklahoma-based businesses. And that's important from this perspective, Lori, and also for your audience. When you have a strong captive program that, you know, that has the involvement of in-state businesses who form their captives in the state, then you have a constituency that is now vested in the success of the captive insurance program. And when you have a strong constituency vested in the captive insurance program who are supportive of the captive insurance program, then you have a much stronger captive insurance domicile that then can be reach out to be more nationwide and more international focused. And right now, that's exactly what we're doing. We have Oklahoma-based companies that are listed on the New York Stock Exchange with their captives in Oklahoma, but we also at the same time have smaller, privately held Oklahoma-based businesses with their captives in Oklahoma, and we cater to both. But we are going in the right direction in that context.
Absolutely. Steve, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
For AM Best TV in Burlington, Vermont, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.